Should the leaders of the nation under God believe the end justifies any means, or make a mockery of truth and justice for all and take liberty with our rights and dreams? What will become of Lady Liberty in the coming years? Will her light be burning bright, or be extinguished by the tears of those whose lives are torn apart, by those too blind to see that the words that follow under God are the words that can make us free? We're never gonna be indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, till the common good comes before party politics and for sale signs are banned in the halls of government. If we're one nation under God, God must be disappointed, unless the God of abuse of power and greed was recently anointed. There's some still debate about the fate of the Ten Commandments on a government wall. We lie and steal for power and kill for oil, and then proceed to break them all. And we the people do unto others as we have done unto us. Maybe then we'll begin to live under God, and in God not gold we'll trust. Well, we'll become a Lady Liberty in the coming years. Will her light be burning bright, or be extinguished by the tears of those whose lives are torn apart, but those too blind to see that the words that follow under God are the words that can make us free? Somewhere, someplace, somehow seen, we've lost our American way to pursuing liberty and justice for all. So while I can, I have to say, for any patriotic, all-American, woman, child, or man, no flag should ever be more important than the rights for which it stands. Well, we'll become a Lady Liberty in the coming years. Will her light be burning bright, or be extinguished by the tears of those whose lives are torn apart, but those too glad to see that the words that follow under God are the words that can make us free? I say, the words that follow under God are the words that can make us free.